People I Almost Know, Episode 36.
The stories and the adventures and the memories we'll get out of it will far outweigh any of the dreaded details that I was so worried about. So once I finally kind of realized that, then I was like, yeah, let's do it.
You think you know people, but there's always something more to learn. I don't even know myself that well. But if you ask, people will tell you their stories, and sometimes the stories they tell are as much about us as they are about them. I'm Michelle, and this is People I Almost Know. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. Our guests today are Jonathan and Ashley Longnecker. Jonathan and Ashley are parents and artists and bloggers and entrepreneurs, and they're getting ready to add nomads to that list. Before 2015 is out, they'll have sold their home, most of their belongings, and taken their family of six on the road in an RV. And that's pretty exciting, and I hope that their story inspires you to do something that you've been wanting to do for a long time, too. Here's Jonathan and Ashley.
Hey, everybody. I am Jonathan Longnecker, and this is my wife,
Ashley.
Hope you guys are doing good. We are part of Last Night Ago. It is, really, we don't know what it is. We just write about whatever we feel like.
And that's your blog?
Yeah, it's our blog. We'll be writing about traveling a lot soon, but right now it's just kind of cool things we find online. We homeschool, we got food stuff, we're trying to do Whole 30 and things like that. There's no focus. It's all over the place, but we're okay with that.
Well, and that's one of the things when I looked at your site, I was like, man, there's a ton of things that we could be talking about. But the big thing on the horizon is that you guys have decided to, quote, sell everything and begin full-time RVing.
Yes.
And so that's a big thing to talk about. Like, we could take the whole time just talking about that.
That's fine. We're in the middle of it right now, so that's for sure.
Well, let me ask you the first question. My question was, is this a trip or a lifestyle change? And I'm like, this doesn't seem to be just a trip.
It's definitely not just a trip. We went back and forth about whether or not to rent the house or sell the house. And just recently we were like, let's just sell it all. And we're just going, we had first thought, maybe we'll just try it for a year and see how the kids like it and everything. But we're hoping to be on the road for at least 5 years.
Wow. Now, you know, when you say we recently, this has been very recent. Is that right?
Yeah. We kind of made the final decision September of last year, 2014, we were just like, yes, this is it. We're doing this, and there's no looking back. And
although we did talk about it for quite a while before that.
I took quite a while convincing him that this is the way to go. But, he finally, September, he was like, yep, let's do it. No problem.
Well, that was one of my questions, is how did you come to the decision? Like, was it one person or the other person? So what's your reason for doing it, and why now?
Well, you know, it's one of those things that, like, the whole idea never even crossed our mind. Like, we didn't even know that was an option, like, to, you know, travel full time. I have a friend who's also in the web industry, and he did the same thing about 4 or 5 years ago. They sold their house, and, you know, they've been traveling ever since. And
wow.
And I told Ashley, I was like, hey, this is cool. This is what they're doing. And I think that I kind of was like, yeah, that's cool. And I think it lit a fire in her. She was like, oh, yeah, let's do that. And so, you know, we talked about it off and on. And, I mean, we were having kids that long ago and everything. So it wasn't really an option until really just this past year, probably. And so I was, like, there are parts of me that really, really wanted to do it. But I'm also the more cautious of the two of us. So I just, it's like, do we really want to sell our house? Like, that's a big deal. And there's just a lot of, like, details to deal with. And I think the details stress me out more than anything, just being overwhelmed by all of that. And finally, I just got to the point where I was like, why not? Like, you know, I can work from anywhere. I just need a computer and an internet connection. We homeschool our kids. So there's not really any reasons why we shouldn't at least try this for a couple of years. You know, the stories and the adventures and the memories we'll get out of it will far outweigh any of the dreaded details that I was so worried about. So once I finally kind of realized that, then I was like, yeah, let's do it. So.
Well, are you guys nervous? Are you excited? Are you overwhelmed? What's the overriding emotion that you're feeling as you prepare for this?
Excited. I'm so excited. Like, I can barely sleep at night. Every day I'm probably like, let's just go now. And he's like, we have some things to do before. So for me, it's mostly excited because I'm kind of in charge of a lot of the details and planning and stuff while he's making the money and getting us there. But I think excited. You're probably overwhelmed though, right?
No, I'm actually more in, because we sat down right after Christmas and kind of did our yearly planning. And so we planned out a lot of this stuff, just sort of general, like we need to figure out our mail by April of next year and that kind of stuff. And so now I'm just more like, we have a plan, I'm in get done mode. So I'm not like overwhelmed. I'm not even like super excited. I'm just kind of like, this is what we need to do. I'm doing it.
You should be excited.
I'm too busy just doing stuff.
So tell me about that part then. Tell me about packing up your current life and preparing to set out on a new life. You know, what's that been like? I mean, how do you know what's the first step to take? And, you know, and like you say, when you're making this plan, how did that work? I mean, did you just list down, like you said, there's mail, there's the house, there's the this, there's the that. And then how do you know how to take the first step in, I mean, completely changing your life?
Well, fortunately, we're not the first ones to have done this. And so we've been doing some research and found a couple of good resources online. I think there's one place in particular that it's like an online book, and they tackle, you know, each one of those things. It just kind of gives you an overview. And honestly, I think a lot of people make it more complicated than it needs to be. You know, some people look at this as an opportunity to try to like change their home state so they can get out of some sort of taxes and things like that. But that can just get really messy, like if you can't really prove that you actually intend to live there at some point. And so I think we were nervous about all that stuff at the beginning, but I think we realized we're just going to leave, you know, most of our stuff the way it is, our bank. And I mean, we will have to forward our mail somewhere else in terms of, like, what do they call it?
Domicile
state and even the homeschooling stuff, like some people, thankfully Tennessee is pretty lenient as far as homeschool stuff, but some people do change, you know, their home state just for homeschooling reasons, just for requirements and stuff like that. I don't think we're going to have to change.
We're not going to try to get
too stressed about that stuff.
That's something I didn't think about, that you don't, you're not going to have an address.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I would like to get mail sometimes, especially, you know, paychecks and stuff like that. So, so we do have to be careful about that. But you know, like my parents have offered, you know, just to send the stuff there. So we may do that, but there's also mail forwarding services that will get your mail, scan it, send emails of it to you and, you know, go to the bank for you and deposit checks. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that are already out there, services that you can pay for that make it a lot easier than it would have been probably 30 years ago, for sure.
See, and that's, like I say, things that I'm just thinking of it as, you know, oh, what an adventure. And it's almost when I think to myself, if I had to pack up this house and decide what to, you know, what to store, what to take with me, that would be a really big task.
Luckily, we're pretty much, have always been pretty minimalist, even though, like, if you came into our house, like, most people are like, you don't have very much stuff. But like when we are going through the process of like getting rid of more stuff, like I'm overwhelmed with all the things that we've collected. Yeah. When we first moved here 5 years ago, we had empty closets and empty storage room. But now it's like there's stuff everywhere. And people still think that we're like minimalists, but like we have a lot of stuff that we're going to have to get rid of.
Yeah, and that's, we're still in the middle of that. Like, we just sold, we had two cars, we just sold one of the cars. And, you know, we've got, you know, a couple of closets full of things. And so, you know, we really don't want to have to get, like, a storage unit, but I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm not too stressed about that either.
What are people's reactions to your decision, like your friends and family?
Our friends are super excited. Well, we don't have very many friends anyway, but like the ones that we do, the few that we have are real excited. And I think our family is kind of, my family is just kind of like, okay. Their kind of general reaction to anything is okay. So they have kind of learned to, I don't know, go with whatever I say because I'm kind of out there sometimes. And Jonathan's family is super supportive and
they're just going to miss.
They're going to miss the kids. They're going to miss their grandkids a whole lot.
But see, now they have a place to stay no matter where you are.
Yeah, and we want to be at lots of beaches, and they love the beach, so we'll just have to make them come visit us.
Well, speaking of the kids, you have four kids. So yes. How has that affected your planning, your expectations of, you know, taking on, you know, it's kind of an adventure, but also a big endeavor?
I don't know. They're just all real excited. They would go tomorrow if they could. Having them help, like, pare down their toys and stuff is kind of hard for them. I think, especially the older two, like, just not really wanting to let go of some things.
Yeah, and I can understand that. But has it made it, I would think that having to consider that you have the kids, you know, you have four kids that are coming with you. It is easier that you homeschool because that is kind of taking care of itself. But has it made a difference in, like, where you plan to go or what you, you know, what your plans are for the road or in, you know, preparing or anything? Or maybe it hasn't. You know, because I don't have kids, so I don't have a perspective. But I'm just thinking, man, it would be hard enough for me to get myself, you know, going. Much less if I had to take care of, you know, four other human beings, too.
I think if it were just Ashley and I going adventuring across the country, we would probably be doing more like, you know, like physical activity things that we probably wouldn't be able to do with the kids. You know, like I said, I work from home. Ashley homeschools. We're all together all the time. So I don't see it being a whole lot different in terms of, like, day-to-day living.
Okay.
It will be in a smaller space. I could see the difference, though, in, like, the activities and, like, the things that we would go do. Like, I think we would definitely lean towards going places that the kids would enjoy probably more than, you know, like, we don't want to take them on a 12-mile hike. Like, they're not going to enjoy it. Even though it may be super cool, you know, you get to the end, you know, it's a waterfall, like, they're not going to make it 12 miles. I think, like, it hasn't really affected anything yet. I think it will, like, the more detailed we get into, like, what are we going to do today? You know, like, what are our options? Where are the places that we can go that the kids will enjoy and learn something? Because we want this to be part of, like, their schooling experience, too.
That's cool. Well, it almost sounds like from what you're saying that, like what you're saying, there's going to be similar to what you have now, only your house is going to have wheels on it. And you just have all these more opportunities to see the country.
Yeah, you know, and hopefully I'll be able to work a little bit less because our expenses will be less. Oh. You know, we don't have a mortgage, which will be awesome. And so I'll get to go on more of those adventures because, you know, I don't work like 80 hours a week right now or anything, but, you know, generally 9 to 5, I'm, you know, stuck behind a computer doing work. And so hopefully we can get a little bit more flexibility.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. So are you guys mapping everything out kind of stop by stop, or are you just freewheeling it? Or do you have an overall plan?
I have a general idea.
Very general.
And our whole launch date is very general, too. We hope to be gone by September, but if we have the opportunity to go earlier, we're open to that. So it kind of depends on when we end up leaving, where we go. But definitely for winter time, we're going to be very south.
Yeah, we want to try to keep like mild temperatures. So we'll go south when it's cold. We'll go north when it's hot, and try to stay around 70 degrees.
We want to be in flip-flop weather all the time.
Well, that's less to carry with you. You don't have to carry coats and stuff, and no sweaters.
Yeah. Less clothes, less shoes.
So what is it that you guys want to happen on this adventure? Like, do you have in your, you know, hearts and minds, do you have goals for your family, relationships, personal growth? I know that's a very broad question.
Yeah. And like, there are some specific things, and we're honestly still trying to figure out sort of that really, really big picture goal of it, I guess. But I think if you want to break it down into specific stuff, you know, more than anything, we just want to give our kids some amazing experiences, and make sure that they spend their time, you know, seeing things in person and meeting people and having experiences that a lot of other kids don't get to have. I think that's really important to giving them like a really well-rounded education and just helping them be more well-rounded as a person. You know, like, I think a lot of us live in our own little bubble, kind of,
yeah.
And especially because we homeschool and I work from home, like, we live in a really tight little bubble. we don't talk to a lot of other people, and especially, you know, I think a lot of people end up in their little cliques, and so they don't really get perspectives outside of a very small group of people. And so we just want to make sure that they have the opportunity to see other people's perspectives and hear their stories
and help people.
Yeah, and help people and
we're still trying to figure out exactly what all that involves.
Yeah, make friends with people that they wouldn't normally make friends with. And I think for us too, like, you know, part of, like I said, part of my personal goal is to not spend so much time behind a computer, like, to get out more and to see nature and to see more of America, really, and just spend that time with the kids and with Ashley. And part of this, too, is we want to try to grow Last Night Ago into its own sort of revenue source and mini business. And that's not just me. It's me and Ashley and the kids and how, like, teach them, you know, how business and the Internet and all that stuff kind of can work together. That's a very, very big picture, but yeah, that's kind of where we're headed with it.
Nice. Ashley, did you have anything different to add to that for yourself?
Not really. You pretty much said all of it. But as far as like the traveling, when we were talking about where we were going to go, our two oldest are definitely old enough to have an opinion about that. And like, for instance, our oldest really loves alpacas.
Oh.
And so we definitely want to find an alpaca farm that we can go to, and so that she has the opportunity to learn how to take care of them and all that. So there'll be several learning trips, not just let's go here because it's fun, but some we're excited about that for her.
Well, you know, and I looked around, I don't get out of my house a whole lot. Speaking of being in your own little world, I tend to be that way myself. And, you know, I look around and I'm like, I live in Virginia and there are so many awesome places that I can go on a day trip. And it's just a matter of taking the time and planning it and going and doing it. It doesn't have to cost a ton of money, you know. And I think that I'm a little jealous of you guys because of you're going to have this adventure where you can go and look at anything in the U.S. that you want to see.
Yeah, we're pretty fortunate to like be in the position that we can do it. With him being able to work just about anywhere, it's a unique opportunity.
Yeah, we know that we're really blessed.
Not
everybody can just pick up and go. And so we don't take that lightly. Like, we want to take advantage of that as much as we can.
And especially right now, our kids are at an age where they still like us and want to be around us.
And they want to do this. Like,
yeah.
Because I feel like, you know, in probably 5 or 10 years,
they'll be like, God.
Yeah, they probably won't want to do this. So. This is a good time for us to be able to go.
That's awesome. So good. So where can people find you on the internet? So you're going to, and I know you already said you're going to keep blogging about your adventures as you get on the road and keep people updated.
Yeah. So we're at, it's lastnightago.com. And then Ashley keeps up the Instagram. It's lastnightago47. And I keep up the Twitter, which I think is lastnightago. And I think we're on Facebook too, right?
Yeah,
lastnightago on Facebook. Well, I think that's all the places we're in right now.
Well, I'm going to link everything and then, you know, we'll see when you leave. We'll whether it's September or before September. We'll all have an opportunity to kind of vicariously travel with you, you know, enjoy
Absolutely.
Your adventure.
We'll post lots of pictures. We'll try to blog about it as much as we can.
Yay. Thank you guys so much for coming on and talking to me about your adventure. I'm excited and jealous.
Well, thank you for having us. This is awesome.
Thanks so much for listening. I'm Michelle, and this is People I Almost Know. If you enjoyed the podcast, please take a moment and rate us on iTunes or even drop a line of encouragement with a review there. And if you'd like to meet other people I almost know, you can subscribe on iTunes or on the Stitcher app or visit peopleialmostknow.com.